Hello everyone, this is our third video in our project management channel.
Good morning.
At the beginning, a short brief I'd like to share. In our first video, we talked about team members, and in our second video, we talked about stakeholders of a project. So we have focused on people, and we will continue today with talking in more detail. Today's subject is skills of people, and we'll try to tell some details. Yes, Mr. Izgi, some skills are very important in our business life, like conflict management, meeting management, negotiation. Let's start with conflict management. Can you please tell us something about conflict management?
Yes. A conflict is expected to occur. Like most of the time, it's better to take preventive action instead of waiting for something negative to occur and then take corrective action. So, intervening before a negative result from a conflict can occur should be our preference. Of course, this won't be possible every time. Many project managers find it difficult to manage the conflicts throughout the project. The project manager is the person who will handle it, and it should be managed in a way to increase the positive outcomes.
Mr. Izgi, I have a question at this point. Does every conflict create a negative effect on a project's objective?
No. The conflict is differences in opinion between two people. The project objectives are decided by the key stakeholders. So, actually, conflict is beneficial to project objectives by creating an environment to consider and evaluate different ideas. Instead of just accepting one single idea without considering any alternative.
Well, how can a project manager handle a conflict?
There are conflict solutions techniques generally accepted, which we'll talk about in a future video. They are collaborating, compromising, withdrawing, smoothing, and forcing.
Okay, another skill is cultural awareness for a project manager. This is very important for people from different cultures who need to be managed by a project manager. How can we define cultural awareness?
It is understanding that our different values have been shaped by our diverse cultural backgrounds. Similarities and differences exist between two different cultures. Being sensitive to this and using this sensitivity in effective communication with people of different cultural backgrounds is cultural awareness. Cultural awareness reduces miscommunication and misunderstandings. It will also reduce the chances of making bad decisions and increase the chances of making more insightful decisions.
Now we can mention decision-making skills to our audiences. Why is the decision-making important for a project manager, Mr. Izgi?
Well, Mr. Tekir, we wouldn't want to take wrong decisions, would we?
No, also.
One prefers that decisions are produced by a group of individuals instead of a single person. One can break this process into, first, we define the problem before trying to generate a potential solution. We plan the action to be taken and then execute the plan. We think about how to evaluate the solution, and then we evaluate the final outcome and the procedure used.
Now is the time to talk about facilitation.
Yes, Mr. Tekir. This is one of the things expected from a project manager, or in the case of Scrum, from a Scrum Master. It's guiding people toward an efficient discussion in order to make a decision or conclusion. A good example can be organizing and managing a meeting in an efficient manner. This is one of the positive properties of a good leader.
So, what is the definition of leadership?
Leadership is guiding and inspiring the team members to achieve the outcome needed. It's a soft skill which will be gained through experience, relationship, and so on.
Okay, Mr. Rizki, we make many meetings in our projects. We consume too much time in meetings also. I think a project manager should manage a meeting effectively. Is it a skill to manage a meeting, Mr. Rizki?
Soft skills encompass meeting management too. We also need them to gather the necessary information about a subject. A meeting can be used as a good vehicle to exercise facilitation.
In projects, we negotiate with different stakeholders, customers, vendors, upper management. So we can also say that negotiation skill gives more advantages to a project manager while managing a project. Would you like to add anything about that?
Mr. Tekir, it's an approach used to come to a resolution. When managed successfully, the benefits are observed, such as making good decisions about the actions to be taken.
I'd like to add one more skill, Mr. Rizki. Team members in the project may want to expand their knowledge about the project environment, information sharing between project stakeholders, or where industry representatives come together. Are environments where more information about projects is shared. Networking is established in these environments. In fact, networking allows people to find opportunities for career advancement.
Mr. Tekir, another important skill is observation and conversation. It's watching individuals while they perform their tasks. This way, one obtains first-hand knowledge about how things are going.
Mr. Rizki, in recent times, a leadership model is very popular. It is called servant leader. In fact, we know there are different kinds of leadership styles. For example, transactional, transformational, interactional. But why do we hear servant leadership more than the others?
Yeah, servant leadership style is commonly seen in agile environments, although one can benefit from it in other environments too. As the agile approach becomes more and more popular, we hear the phrase servant leader more often. As a good example, in Scrum, the Scrum Master is supposed to exercise the servant leadership style. This means coaching the people whenever needed, providing a comfortable environment to work in, removing impediments, promoting self-discovery and self-growth, and so on.
Our last skill is team building that we should talk about. How does a project manager build a team? How can she create a team spirit?
Well, the first step is team formation. After that, the project manager wants to have a team with high performance. To achieve this, the team needs continuous support and collaboration. When they work efficiently, it becomes easier to solve problems, overcome interpersonal issues, share information, and so on. They become a unified force with the needed mentality.
Do team members work effectively from the beginning of the project, or do they need time to become more productive?
If they know each other before, it is possible. On the other hand, if they don't know each other before, then they'll go through the stages given by the Tuckman ladder. which are forming, storming, norming, performing, and adjourning, which we'll talk about in a future video.
Okay, Mr. Izgi, we talked about all of the skills for project manager and team members, and we reached the end of our video. Let's remind our audiences to subscribe to our channel and like our videos.
We'll be glad if you write your comments below our videos. Also, feel free to ask any questions you might have. Contact us using our email addresses if you are interested in our courses. Bye-bye.
See you in our next videos. Bye.